All right, we're going to talk about transcendence of the mind. But first, what the hell am I doing with my life? What am I doing here? Why am I making these podcasts? Why am I talking to you? Man, get a job. Do something with your life, right? Or maybe you could just be ultra cool, very nice and generous, and click subscribe. $4.99 a month, and you get all this content. And you get to hang out with me for a little while. So it's not a bad deal. And I'm not asking for much. I bet you got apps on your phones that you're spending money on that you're not even using. So something to think about. Anyway, back to transcendence of the mind. The sun hung high in the cloudless sky, casting its warm rays upon the quiet meadow where I found myself. Nature's symphony played softly, whispering secrets in the rustle of leaves and the gentle singing of birds. It was in this idyllic setting that I began my journey into the realm of telekinesis, where the mind defies the laws of nature and the impossible becomes tangible. Telekinesis, the power of the mind to move objects in an ancient art that has captivated humankind for centuries. Its allure stems from the belief that within each of us lies dormant, a force waiting to be awakened and harnessed. But how does one tap into this hidden wellspring of power? As I delve into the depths of research, combing through dusty tombs and consulting wise sages, a singular truth emerged. Telekinesis is deeply rooted in the mastery of the mind. It is an intimate dance between concentration and intention, where the barriers of the physical world yield to the prowess of the mental. To embark on this path, one must first cultivate a tranquil mind, free from the clutter of worries and distractions. Just as a calm lake reflects the beauty of its surroundings, so too does a serene mind mirror the power of it seeks to wield. Meditation, I discovered, is the key that unlocks the door to this untapped potential. And discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. In the stillness of my garden, I sat cross-legged, eyes closed, surrendering to the ebb and flow of my breath. With each inhale, I envisioned a vibrant energy pulsating through my body, suffusing my limbs with vitality. As I exhale, I released all tension, doubts, and limitations that weighed me down. The rhythm of my breath became a melody, a lullaby that guided me deeper into the recesses of my consciousness. It was through the sacred practice that I discovered the power of visualization. In the corridors of my mind, I painted vivid pictures of objects floating effortlessly, their weight defying gravity's first grasp. I felt this cool brush of the air against my outreached hand as I willed the gravity's firm grasp. I felt the cool brush of the air against my outstretched hand, and I willed the invisible forces to bend to my command. Did I just read that twice? Each visualized success emboldened my belief in the boundless power coursing through me, for the mind is a creator of both dreams and reality. With newfound confidence, I ventured into the realm of telekinetic exercises. One such practice involves manipulating lightweight objects such as feathers or delicate leaves. I fixated my gaze upon the chosen object, commanding it in my mind to rise, to dance at my will. At first, my efforts seemed futile, mere whispers in the wind, but undeterred, I persevered, allowing patience to be my guiding compass. As my eyes focus sharpened, and my connection deepened. A symphony of movement unfolded before my eyes. I witnessed leaves pirouetting through the air, as if I guided it by invisible string. Feathers soared gracefully, painting ethereal patterns against the crinoline canvas above. The world had become my playground, and I, the conductor of the spectral orchestra. But it is not merely the power of the mind that compels objects to move. It is the disposition of the heart, the alignment of one's intentions with the greater good. For telekinesis is as magnificent as it may be, is but a tool, an extension of our truest selves. It is through its responsible and compassionate use that we evolve, seeking not dominion over the world, but harmony with it. My journey into telekinesis continues, an eternal exploration that unveils new horizons with each passing day. It has brought into focus the astounding capabilities that reside within us all, awaiting discovery. It has reminded me that the boundaries we perceive are merely illusions, mere wisps in the grand tapestry of human potential. So, my dear listener, I invite you to join me on this path of wonder and self-discovery, to embrace the daring dance between mind and matter. Harness the power that lies dormant within you, and let the world bear witness to the extraordinary heights of the human spirit. And if I didn't say it before, my name is Jasper. I am your host of Where the Sidewalk Ends. Thank you for listening, and make sure that you like, subscribe, share with others. If you didn't hear that in the beginning, you're hearing it now. And damn, it feels good to be a gangster. How do you know, man?